Today's shiur is a Masech Teshuvos on Daf Mem Ches. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The last word on the line, Itmor. Itmor, it was stated, Shtei Kitei Edim, Amachisha Zuazu. If you have two groups of Edim who are Machish each other, as Rashi says, two of them say that Reuven killed Shimon and two say that Reuven did not kill Shimon. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna's opinion is that Zu ba b'fnei atzmo me'ida, v'zu ba b'fnei atzmo me'ida, that each cut can testify in another case, and since we have a suffix as to the validity of these edim, they're machish each other, so we know that one of them is not a truthful cut of Edus, but since there's a suffix, and when each one is testifying independently on another matter, we put them on the chazaka that they are kosher Edus, and they're allowed to testify. Rashi points out that, of course, if one aid from one cut and one aid from another cut would come together, that would be a contradiction that would be evident right in front of us. On that, even according to Rav Huna, we would not say that they could join together to testify. But if they retain each individual cut on another matter, each cut can testify. Rav Chisda disagrees, and he says, "Bahadi sade shakri lomali." Since in one case concerning Reuven killing Shimon, they contradicted one another, therefore we know that one of these katam are lying, and therefore they are not believed in any case, even in a separate independent case, each cut is not believed according to Rav Chisda. And now the Gemara is going to discuss four different cases and how the opinions of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda are reflected in these four cases. Says the Gemara, if you have a case of Shnei Malvin, Vishnei Lovin, Ushtei Shtoris, Hainu Pluktayu, if there are two separate shtaris, and one cut is signing on one shtar, and one cut is signing on the other shtar, and each shtar has a separate set of a malva and a lova, so that is the exact machlokes of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says that since these shtaris are independent cases, one from another, on each independent case, a separate cut who were machish each other in the question of Reuven killing Shimon, but in this question of the shtoris, of the independent loans and independent malva v'loivas, each cut could testify and sign on a different shtar. According to Rav Chisda, since we know that one of the kittim are saying a lie, we do not believe them even for other matters, such as this case of the shtoris. So this is the etzem machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. What about the following case? Malve v'loive. You have one malve, one loive, u'shnei shtoris, and you have two shtoris. In other words, Reuven is trying to collect from Shimon two loans. He has two shtoris, and on each shtar there is a different set of edim signed, and these separate sets had been machish each other in the question of Reuven killing Shimon. So then the halacha is that everyone will be modeh Rav Huna and Rav Chisda that yad bal hashtar alach tachtoina, that the owner of the shtar, the malva, is not able to collect the larger shtar. He's only allowed to collect the smaller shtar. Rav Huna will agree that since it's one malva and one loiva, that you cannot allow the malva to collect the greater amount shtar, because since it's one malva and one loiva, that's as if the both kitei edim are testifying in one matter, because it's a question of how much this loiva owes to the malva. So to give the malva everything, both shtoris, we certainly won't do it, even according to Rav Huna. To let him have the larger one, perhaps the only cut that's neman is the smaller one, and therefore his hand is ala tachtoina, he's on the bottom, and he can only collect the lower amount. However, even according to Rav Chisda, he will agree that he at least gets the smaller amount, because memanushach, he's entitled to one of the loans, because one of the kitiyadim are saying the truth. So this halacha is agreed to by both Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Now we have a third halacha. Shnei malvin, v'loy v'echad. There are two separate malvas, but there's only one loiva, and each malva is trying to collect from the loiva a different chayiv, with shnei stars, there's two stars, and on each star, one of these kitiyadim that were marked to each other are signed. Says the Gemara, hainu masnisen. What the Gemara means, hainu masnisen, is that, of course, according to Rav Chisda, the halacha will be that this is different than the Mishnah. The Mishnah we're referring to is Chenvoni al Pinkasi, where the workers said, we didn't get paid, and the Chenvoni said, yes, I paid you. So both the Chenvoni and the workers swear to the Balabais. The Chenvoni swears he paid. The Poilim swear they didn't get paid, and they both collect from the Balabais. So according to Rav Chisda, this is different than the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah, we're not dealing with Edim. Rather, the Baal Habayis had promised to pay the Chenveni if he pays the wages of his workers. He had promised the workers to pay them for their work, and therefore, they both have to swear, but they're both entitled to get from him. However, the case of Rav Chisda, of Shtei Kitei Edim, since we are dealing with Memanav Shachta, one of the Kitiyadim are false, Rav Chisda's opinion is that each star is not valid. The Loiva can say to the Malva of each star that this is the star where you have the Pasuleidus, and therefore you can collect nothing according to Rav Chisda. What the Gemara is saying, Hainu Masnisen, the Gemara is referring to Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, that they are believed. Each cut is believed on a separate, independent star. So then, just like by Chenveni al Pinkasoi, the Chenveni and the Poilim swear and take from the Balabayis, Huadin over here, the halacha will be that the each malve can be goive based on the independent testimony of each pair of witnesses. Hainu masnisen. What we don't know is the fourth case. There we have a question. Beis loven, you have two loves. Umalve echod, you have only one malve. Ushnei shtaris, and you have two shtaris. My, what's the din in this case? Not like the previous case, you had two malves and one loive, but rather you had two loves and one malve. Two shtaris. Each star has an independent cut of Edim that they were machich each other in the case of Reuven killing Shimon. So Rashi says at the bottom line on the Amid, L'Rav Chisda lo'y miboyle do'afilu b'shnei malvin u'shnei lovin u'shnei shtoris posel v'chol shnei b'shnei lovin u'malve echad. If Rav Chisda says that two malvas and two lovas and two shtoris and two kitei Edim, each one signing on a different star, that is still a problem, so for sure he will hold that by two loiven and one malva, that is considered all one edus, one case, and therefore you cannot accept these edim. The question of the Gemara is, according to Rav Huna, do I say that since it's one malva who's bringing both of these cases, so then we say that Memanav Shach, one of the stories that you're bringing are puzzle, and he will lose, because when he goes to each one of the lovas, they will say that you are coming to me with pasul edim, and he'll lose, he'll get nothing. Or do I say that since he is bringing these two shtoris with the two kitei edim on two loven, that's considered two separate cases, and on each one, according to Rav Huna, he will be able to collect. And on this, the Gemara says, Teiku, we don't know what the answer is to that question. And now, Matzah Rav Huna Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Huna Rabbi Yehuda had a question as we turn to Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Echad Amar Gavaya Beis Maradois, and here we're speaking about when two Edom come to testify that there is a new moon, and Bezdin is going to Mekadesh the Chodesh based on the testimony of the two Edom, and they take each of the Edom into a separate room, and they ask them how high in the sky was the moon, and in what section of the sky was the moon. So concerning the height, we find in Masechet Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Daled that one Eid said it was Gavoa Beis Mardos. Mardos is a ox goad. So he said it was high in the sky, like the height of two ox goats. The Echrem, the other witness, says, Shalosh, that it was high three ox goats. So the din is, a person can make a mistake in that amount, from two to three. So we don't have to say that they're makrish each other in the bedikos that we're checking them, whether they're saying truthful edus. That's a legitimate mistake. And therefore, edus and kayemis, they are valid Edom. We don't say that they're contradicting each other, and we accept them to say that they saw the new moon. But if Echad Amar Gimel once said it was three Mardos, if Echad Amar Chamisha, it was hey, it was five Mardos, such a big discrepancy shows that we're choshish, they really didn't see it, because that is not a legitimate mistake. That's already an error. And therefore, we say, Edusim Betela, we do not accept their Edus for the new month. However, Umitztarfen Leidus Acheres, they are acceptable for a different Acheres, for a different Edus, which would mean that each one of these Edom could join up with another Ed concerning a separate Edus. My love, what are they Mitztarf for Leidus Mammon, concerning a money matter? And the Shach points out that although the case of Rav Chisda is Shnei Kitaidim HaMachishim Zuazu, and here we're speaking about where two Edim in the same cut are Machish each other in the Bedikah, is once at three and once at five, but it makes no nafkamina. If Rav Chisda says that we never accept the Shnei Kitaidim, who Adin Rav Chisda would say that when there's one cut and the two Edim of that one cut are contradictory to each other, they will not be acceptable for another Edus. And here we see from this halacha in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, from the Brice in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that the Armitzdarf, it's a Kashan Rav Chisda, Amar Rava, no. The Pshat is not Legabe Edus Mamon, that they're Mitzdarf, Huvacha Mitzdarf, Edus Acheresh Al Rosh Chodesh. If Reuven, who contradicted Shimon, will get together with David, who says the exact same thing as Reuven, then I say the Havalutrei, that Reuven and David are two Edom, V'chad and Shimon is going against Reuven and David, Vein Dvar Shalech V'makom Shnayim. We mean to say that if Reuven can get on his side David and go against Shimon, so then we will believe Reuven and David against Shimon. That's what they're mitzdarif, because then we say that Shimon is one against two in Rosh Chodesh. But we're not speaking about that in Rosh Chodesh it's one against one. And we're saying that you could be mitzdarif legabi a different Edus moment. That Rav Chisda says, once we see that they're machitz each other, you cannot testify in any other case. And then the Gemara explains the next part of the Mishnah. Amar luchan v'ani ten li b'dinner peiros. And this is the Mishnah daf mem hei amid aleph, where the Mishnah says that if he asked from the chenvani peiros and for a dinner, and he gave him the peiros, and then the chenvani says to him, "Give me the dinner," and he says, "I gave it to you, and you put it into your money pouch." So the din is, Yishava Balabash, and that's why I said dinner. So the Balabash should swear that he gave the dinner, and then he keeps the peiros. Then the Mishnah continued to say that Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kol Sha Peiros B'yada, Yada Yala El Yoyna, that whoever has the peiros, he wins. And therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that the Balabash does not have to swear to the Chenvani. If he has the peiros, then we assume that the Chenvani would not have given the peiros to the Balabais unless the Balabais would have already paid the dinner, and therefore he can keep the peiros without even swearing. This is the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakhama says you have to swear. Rabbi Yehuda says you do not have to swear. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, to explain the words of Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Amasai, when do I say that the Baal HaBayis has to swear, that's Bizman Sheper Suburin, when they're piled up in Menachem and they are lying on the floor. No one has it. The Chenvani doesn't have it and the Baal HaBayis doesn't have it. Then the Baal HaBayis has to swear that he paid the dinner. Ushneim Aron Alem, there's a fight between the Chenvani and the Baal HaBayis. Did he pay the dinner or not? Avol Hivshilim Bekupasli, but if they were lowered into his satchel, and lacharev, it's on his back, in other words, he already has it in his kalim, then the din is, Yehuda holds that by the mere fact that he has it in his kalim, the Baal HaBayis has it in his possession, his taina is stronger than that of the chenveni, he's allowed to keep the peiris, so he doesn't even have to swear, and we assume that if he has the peiris, it must mean that the chenveni has already received his dinner. And then the Gemara goes on to the next case of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Omer L'Shulchani Tenli. He goes over to Shulchani and says, give me money for this dinner. And he gives him the money. And then the Chenveni says, what about my dinner? And the Baal HaBayis says, I already gave you the dinner. You put it in your money pouch. So the din is that the Baal HaBayis should swear that he paid him the dinner. On that also, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Ain der shulchani liten iser at sheyitel dinner, that the shulchani won't give even the smallest coin for change until he has received the dinner from the Baal HaBayis, and therefore if the Baal HaBayis has change, that's a proof that he gave the dinner, and therefore he's allowed to keep the change, and he doesn't have to swear. So the Gemara wants to know, why do we need both cases? They seem to be the same achlagas. One is in peiris and money, and one is concerning change and money. And a dinner. Utsrich, you need both cases. The Yashmin and Hokamaisa, if it would just tell me that Lacha by Peiris, the Hachamir Rabbanan. That's when the Rabbanan say that the Baal HaBayis has to swear. Because there, it looks like that the Chenveni may be correct, that he didn't get paid. Why? Mishum de Peir Avid and Markvi. Peiris get rotten. The Kivin and Makarvi, and since they get spoiled, rotten, loy mashahule. So as soon as the Baal HaBayis indicates an interest that he wants to buy the Peiris, the Chenveni dumps it right away into his satchel. So, and once he has in his satchel the kalim of the Baal HaBayis are kaina, then he can't say, he can't back out of it already. He's been kaina the Peiris. He owes the money to the Chenveni, but it's very possible, because the Chenveni didn't want his Peiris to get ruined, that as soon as he heard a deal being offered, he dumped the Peiris right into the satchel of the Baal HaBayis, and in fact, perhaps the Baal HaBayis did not pay me at the dinner. So, therefore, the Rabbonin say that in order for the Baal HaBayis to keep the Peiris, he has to make sure that he already paid the dinner. Avol moisel markavi, but money, which doesn't get spoiled. So, Eima Moidele Rabbi Yehuda. Then I would say to Rabbana Moidele to Rabbi Yehuda that the Chenveni would never part with any change unless he received the dinner. Perhaps over there the Baal HaBayis does not have to swear. If the Baal HaBayis is holding change, that itself indicates that he must have paid the dinner because the Chenveni would never part with his change unless he received first the dinner. So I would say they're Moidele to Rabbi Yehuda. That's why I need the case of the change of the Chenveni. That even there the Rabbanu require a shua from the Baal HaBayis that he paid the dinner. If he would tell me the case of money, Rabbi Yehuda. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need a shua. Because there, since it's nothing that gets spoiled, then we will say that the fact that the Baal HaBayis has the change is a proof that he's already paid the dinner. He doesn't have to swear. Avabach, but in the first case of Peiris, if we had not mentioned that case, I would say Moidel to Rabbanan, that the Rebbe is Moidel to Rabbanan, that you do need a Shua, because it does make sense that perhaps the Baal HaBayis received the Peiris in his satchel before he paid the dinner, and he hasn't paid the dinner yet. So perhaps there, Rebbe would be Moidel to Rabbanan, that the Baal HaBayis can only keep the Peiris and not have to pay the dinner if he swears. Tzricha, that's why I need both cases, that in both cases, by Peiris and by change, by a Chenveni, the Rabbanan hold that the Baal HaBayis has to swear, and in both cases, Rabbi Yehuda holds you do not have to swear. And then the Mishnah continued and said, Kishem Jomrap Agamis Ksubasa, that if a woman says that she already received part of her Ksuba, in order for her to collect the rest of her Ksuba, she has to swear. And then the Mishnah continued and said, V'chena Yusayimim Lo Yufro, the Yusayimim cannot collect unless they swear. And this next piece of Gemara we had in yesterday's Daf, and it's almost precisely exactly the same place on yesterday's daf that this Gemara appeared is where it appears one daf later in today's daf. Miman. Who are the Yisoyimim collecting from that they have to make a shua? Ilay mimi loive, if they're collecting from the loive. They have a shtar from their father that their father lent the loive money. So that doesn't make sense that they have to swear. Avu and shakub le shvua, v'inu b'shvua, if the father would come with a shtar and go over to the loive and say, here's a shtar which I have in my possession. If you paid it, you should have taken the shtar back. I never received a receipt. I never gave you a receipt. You don't have a receipt. And I have the shtar, so you owe me the money. So he would have been able to take it without a shvua. The inu b'shvua and the yisayim have to make a shvua. So that can't be the case. Elamai hachikam, but this is the case. V'chein ha'yisayim minay yisayim lo yifurel b'shvua. If there's yisayim of the malva and yisayim from the loiva, the yisayim of the malva can only collect from the loiva if they make a shvua. And what is that shvua? As we learned in yesterday's shir, quoting from the Mishnah, they have to say that Loi pokadnu abba, our father did not tell us at the time of death that this shtar was paid up. V'loi amar lana abba, never in his lifetime did he tell us that your father paid this loan. And also, shalai matzina ben shtarais or shalabish shtar zepro, we didn't find any document, any receipt saying that you in fact had paid up this loan. And then that's called shuas hayarshin, and they're able to collect with shuas hayarshin. And on that, we learned in yesterday's shir, quoting this Gemara right over here, that Ravu Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Loishan. When do we learn that Shvus HaYorshin is enough for the Yorshe of the Malva to collect from the Yorshe of the Loive? Elisha Meis Malva B'chai Loive. That's only if the Malva died first. Avol Meis Loive B'chai Malva. But if the Loive died first, so in order for the Malva, the father, to collect from the Yisayimim of the Loive, he would only be able to do it with a shvua. Somebody who comes to collect from Yisayim has to swear. And what's the shvua that the Malva has to swear? That he can categorically say that he never received the payment from the father of the Yisayimim, from the Loive. So Kvar Neschayiv Malva Bnei Loive Shvua. And that shvua, as Rashi explains, the Yisayimim of the Malva are unable to make. They cannot say categorically that we know that our father got paid. The Yisayimim don't know what's going on with their father's business. They can just say, shvuas hayorshin, that we were never told or we never found any document stating that this loan was paid. So to the best of our knowledge, it was not paid. But once this shvu was already chived by the malva, and then the malva died, and the malva's children cannot make that shvu of Eina Demar Shvu Labanav. As Rashi explains, money which has attached to it a shvu, which the Yisayimim cannot swear like the father, the father is unable to be moirish that money to the children because they can't make that shvu. And Rav and Shmuel are of the opinion that if you can't make a shvu, as the Gemara said in yesterday's daf, then Chazra Shula Sinai goes back to Sinai, and Beis Din doesn't act on it. Doesn't act on it means that nobody could swear, because the Yisayimim of the Malva can't swear that they for sure did not receive payment. The Yisayimim of the Loiva cannot swear that they for sure gave a payment. Their father for sure paid it. So therefore, since this shvu was in effect by the malva before he died, and the children cannot swear it, therefore the din is we do nothing, and the loiva's children do not, according to Rav Shmuel, have to pay to the malva's children. Shalchu kamei to Rav Elazar. They sent to Rav Elazar shvu azu mativa. What is the significance of this shvu? In other words, is Rav and Shmuel, are they correct that the shvua that the father had to swear, which the children can't swear, is so powerful that Beis Din does nothing and the Yisayim of the Malva cannot collect from the Loiva. Is that correct? Sholach Lahu, he sent to them an answer. I disagree with Rav Shmuel. Yarshin Nishbo and Shuas Yarshin and Neitlin. If all they can do is swear the Shuas Yarshin that our father didn't tell us that this loan was repaid, and to the best of our knowledge, the Loiva and the Loiva's children owe us the money, they are allowed to collect based on that. We don't say Chazer Shmuel Asinai, as Rav Ushmuel said. So Rav Lazar disagrees with Rav Ushmuel. Shalchua Bimei Rav Ami. They sent the Shiloh again to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Rav Ami, again asking, are Rav Ushmuel correct that the Yorshim of the Loiva do not have to pay to the Yorshim of the Malva? Omar, so Rav Ami said, Kuli Hai Shalchul of Azli. They're keeping on so long asking the same Shiloh over and over again. If I were to find some new logic, some new chiddush in this inyan, wouldn't I have sent to them this new chiddush? If I didn't send them a message, it means that the status quo, whatever the halacha was till now, remains. Nothing has changed. But then Rav Ami said, El Omer Rav Ami, Hoyl v'Asen L'Yon, since they asked the Shiloh again, and we're busy with the Shiloh, name of Amos, let me say some thought that occurred to me. Amad Bidin, if the Malva tried to collect from the Yisoymim of the Loive, Umeis, and then the Malva died, and Bezdin had already been Mechayiv him a Shvua, so Kvar Nischayiv Malva, Le Loive Shvua. So then already the Chiv had come because Bezdin wanted him to swear. He never got around to swearing in front of Bezdin. He died. So then we say, but loyamad bedinu meis. But what happens if the Loive died before the Malva, but then the Malva died before he came to Bezdin, and Bezdin was never Mechayiv the Malva Shvua? And then loyamad bedinu meis, and then the Malva died. Yorshin Nishmonish was Yorshin Neidlin. So since this Chiv never came into being, because he never went in front of Bezdin, Bezdin was never Mechayiv him a Shvua, so then says Rav Ami that in fact, the Yorshe Ha-Malva will be able to make the Shuas HaYorshin and collect from the children of the Loiva. Maskel Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman heard this, he had a question. Otu Beidina Kama Chayvile Shvua. What's the power of Bezdin here? The power of Bezdin is to enforce, but Bezdin is not obligating the Shvua. The Chiv Shvua comes the moment the Loive passes away. Then immediately, once he dies, that second, even before it comes to Bezdin, the Malva already has an obligation to make a Shvua before he can collect anything from the children of the Loive. That's what our Mishnah tells us. The only role of Bezdin is to enforce it. So therefore, Rav Nachman's opinion is, Elom Rav Nachman, Iyisal de Rav Ushmuel Isa. If you hold of Rav Ushmuel, that Chazr Shvul Sinai, that the B'nai, the Yisoyim of the Loive do not have to pay, if you hold like that, then you hold it all the way, and it makes no difference whether he was Ahmed Bedin or he was Loy Ahmed Bedin. Iles or less, if you don't hold of Rav Ushmuel, if you hold like Rav Lozer, that the Yisoyimim of the Loiva have to pay to the Yisoyimim of the Malva, then likewise it makes no difference whether he was Ahmed Bedin or Loy Ahmed Bedin. Alma says the Gemara, from this answer of Rav Nachman, we see Mesafkele, that Rav Nachman had a suffix, is that loch like Rav Ushmuel or not? But that's not true, because we know in fact from yesterday's daf that Rav Nachman did not paskin like Rav Ushmuel. V'om Rav Yosef Rav Nyumi, Ovid Rav Nachman Uvdi Yechloiku, that Rav Nachman Paskin, not Chazr Shvul Asinai, and not even Chazr Shvul Mekoyma, because we had one sheet in yesterday's shir that the Shvul goes back to the person who was Chayv in the Shvul, and if he can't swear, he has to pay, which is what Rav Lozer holds in our Sugya. Rav Nachman himself did not hold of Rav Shmuel, and he didn't hold of Rav Lozer. Rather, he held Yachloiku, that the Yisoymi Amalvin, the Yisoymi Aloiva, have to split it. So how could he say, well, if you hold like Rav Ushmuel, then it's across the board. If you don't hold the Rav Ushmuel, you hold like Rav Lozer, across the board. When in fact, Rav Nachman held that the din is Yechloiku. So the Gemara answers, Eina Chanami, Rav Nachman himself, as we came out in yesterday's shir, that it's Rav Meir who holds Chazr Shul Lemkoyma. And it's Rabbi Yossi who holds Yechloiku, and Rabbi Nachman held like Rabbi Yossi. Lidvor of the Rabbi Meir Karmeli, Vilele Sriele. Rabbi Nachman himself held Paschans like Rabbi Yossi, that Yechloiku. But Rabbi Meir holds Chazal Shulim Kaima, And on that we had a machlokes, what does Chazir Shulam Karma mean? And in today's shir we again have a machlokes, Rav Shmuel versus Rav Lazar. Do we say that the Yisrael of the Loiva have to pay or they don't have to pay? So that's what Rav Nachman meant. He isel that Rav Shmuel isel, lesa lesa. That's all going in Rav Meir, who holds Chazir Shulam Karma. Whatever Chazir Shulam Karma means, you do pay or you don't pay. The different shitas. So he was just saying that in Rav Meir. But what does Rav Nachman himself hold, and what did he pass on Loch Lamaikse, like Rav Yossi, that Yachloiku, Moser Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia had a question on Rav Chisda. We learned in the Mishnah Ksuba Stav Tzadik. Mesa, this is speaking about a Almana, who's supposed to collect the Ksuba from the Yorshim of the father, of the husband. And she has 25 years to collect. If she doesn't collect within 25 years, we say that she's Meichel. So what happens if she died? So your share, her Yorshim, Maskirnes Ksubasa, they are allowed to mention her Ksub. And Rashi says not only mention, but they can be Toiveya and they can be Goive her Ksub from the Yorshim of the husband. Yorsha Maskirin Esk Subasa Ad Esr Vachamisham until 25 years. So what the Gemara is asking is that while she was alive during those 25 years, if she would want to collect from the Yisaimim, the Yorshim of the husband, she would have to swear. And what would be her Shrua? She is like the Malva, and her husband is like the Loiva. He owes her the money. So she has to swear that the loiva never paid me. I categorically say I never received payment. But that's a shvua which she's chayiv to the yisoyimim of the loiva of her husband, but her own yisoyim, her own yarshim cannot make that shvua because they don't know. And yet we see that the yarshim could be goyva diksuba. So you see, not like Reb Chisda. Mesa Yorsha Maskiras Kubasa Ades Vachamishanim. So the Gemara answers, Hachamayaskin and Shenishbo Mesa. So the answer is that in fact she made the Shvua from the Gemara here is asking a question. The Gemara here is asking a question on Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara is asking a question on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel say that you cannot be Moirish a Shvua, a money that has a Shvua attached, which you can't make that Shvua, you can't be Moirish it to the Yisaimim. And here we see that the money could, she could be Moirish it to the Yisaimim, and they are able to collect. So it's a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara answers, "Hakamayaskin and Shenishba Umesa." That in fact she did make the shvua and then she died. So since she already made the shvua, the yisaimim, her yisaimim could collect because the shvua was already made. Now we're going to ask another kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel said that the yisaimim of the Malva cannot collect from the Loive because Ein Adamari Shvua Labonov, since they can't make the Shvua of their father, they're not allowed to collect. I'll ask you a kasha from another source. It says, Nasa Rishayna Mesa, if he married his first wife and she died, and then Nasa Shni married a second wife, Umesu, and then he died. So the din is Shniya, the second wife, V'yorsheh, and her Yorshim, Kaidmim L'yorsheh Rishayna. They come before the first Yorshim. Now the question is the same as before. We see that if she dies, and she had been Chayiv a Shvuah while she was alive to the Yisaimim of the first wife, she's chayav a shvua to the yisaimim of the husband, and her yeshua is categorically I never received payment. her Yarshim cannot make that Shua. And yet we see over here that her Yarshim can also collect. You said that when the Yarshim can't make the Shua, they're not able to collect Ein Adamayri Shua Labanov. Your answer is the same Teretz. That she made the Shua and then she died, and based on her making the Shua, her Yarshim could collect. Toshim, I'm going to ask another kasha on Rav Ushmuel. We find that Avul Yarshim Ashbinasa. So Rashi says that this refers to a Gemoring Subis Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. That if the husband said that his wife does not have to make a neder in Shua in order to collect her ksuba, that is what he has connected to his wife. But it doesn't obligate his Yarshim. Avul Yarshav Mashbinasa. His Yarshim, when he subsequently dies, they can mashbia her that she has to swear before she's able to collect the ksuba from his Yarshim. And they, his Yarshim can make her swear, Ves Yarshah, and her Yarshim, Ves Abom Rishus, so those who come in her Rishus, who come as a result of her, who come from her area, who come because of her strength. So what do we see? Here's the question, that obviously here there was no Shua. You can't give me a Teretz Nishbo Mesa, because we're saying that his Yarshim can obligate her to make a Shua. So she hasn't made that Shua yet. And yet if she dies, the Yarshim can make the Shua, and then they can collect, even though the Yarshim can't make the same shua as she could. You said, Ein Adamayrish Shua Labanov. Here we see that she is able to be Moresh, the money which has a shua attached to it, which the Yarshim can't make. She could be Moresh to the Yarshim, and based on Shua's HaYarshim, they'll be able to collect, even though they can't make the same shua that she could have made, which is, I categorically did not receive payment for my ksuba. So you see, not like Rav Shmuel. Amar Rav Shmaya, let's start in Ktani, that Rav Shmuel will have to learn this Mishnah, that it's speaking about in two different cases. Oysa, if she is still alive and she hasn't made the Shua, so then Ba'almana, she could be speaking about a case where she's an Almana or a Grusha, because these women will make a categorical Shua that we have not received payment. Or V'yarshah, her Yarshim, that will be speaking only about the case of Grusha. By Grusha, she was divorced. It's not a case where the husband died, and then the almana is chayav eshua that categorically she didn't receive payment to the assignment, because then ein echadami ein adamar shu labanav according to Rav Shmuel. But it'll be speaking about a grusha, so a grusha was not chayav eshua yet, and then the grusha died, so then her yarshin only make the shuas hayarshin that her father never told us that it was paid, and that's enough for them to collect. Rav Nosson Bar Hoshea had another kasha on Rav Shmuel. We learned, the son really is stronger than the father, as we turn to Daf Mem Chesam Abayis. Shehaben Goyve Ben Mishua Ben Shaloi Mishua. The son can collect from the Yisayimim with Shua Sayorshim, with a shua, that's speaking about where there are no edim that the father said at the time of death, as Rashi explains, that this shtar is not perua. They can also collect without a shvua in a case where there are edim that say that at the time of death, the father said that this shtar was not paid, and that is the shita, as we'll soon see, as we had in the Mishnah before, Daf Mem Hei, Amid Aleph of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that in such a case where there are Edom who testified that the father said this was not paid off, then the Yisayimim can collect without a Shua. So the Ben, if he has to swear, he swears a Shua Sayarshin that the father never told us that it was paid up. We never found any document that it was paid up. And that's only necessary if there were no Edom. If there were Edom, then a Shua is not necessary, according to Shimon Gamliel. But Vav, the father, ain't a guy vel b'shua, he can only collect from the Yisayimim of the Loive with a Shua. So, hechidami, What's the case where the father can only collect with a shvua? The meis loiva b'chayim malva, where the malva became a chuyven a shvua to the loiva's children, because the loiva died in the lifetime of the malva, so the malva has to make a shvua to the loiva's children that I categorically did not receive payment from your father. And on that case, uktani shaben goyve ben b'shvua ben shaloi b'shvua. That's the very case where the son is stronger than the father because he can collect with a shvua or without a shvua. What's the case? B'shvua shvuas yarshim. They'll collect with a shvuas yarshim. Shaloi b'shvua. And when they don't have to swear, that's korab shim ben gamliel, where there are edim that the father said, b'shas misa, it was never paid up, and then shvua, according to shim ben gamliel, is not necessary. But meanwhile, we see that in the very case where the father could only collect with a shvua, and what kind of shvua? That he categorically denies that he ever received payment, and that's a shvua which the yarshim cannot swear, and yet the yarshim can swear with a shvua of yarshim. Shvuas hayarshim that the father never told us that it was paid. They don't have to say categorically that we know it was never paid. But we were not told, we never found any document that it was paid. That's sufficient. So we see clearly that a av could be myrish a shvua, a mammon that has with it a very tough shvua, and the yarshim can't swear that shvua, yet he can be myrish that money to the yarshim, and all the yarshim need to do is swear the lower type of shvua of shvuas hayarshim. You see, beferish, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yosef, answers Rabbi Yosef for Rabbi Shmuel. Hamani Beis Shammai. Rav and Shmuel will say that this is going according to Beis Shammai. The Amri Beis Shammai Shita, as Rashi brings down, and we find in Masechta Saita, we find throughout Shas that they have a Shita Shtar Oimid Ligvay Shigavi Dami. If you receive a Shtar, which is to be used to collect a chov, it is considered as if the chov is collected already. So Rav Shmuel hold, like we learned in yesterday's shir, that Chazra Shmuel Mekayimah means the Sinai. It means Bezdin does not act on it. So now, according to Beis Shammai, you know what it means Bezdin doesn't act on it? Bezdin says that if no shvua is possible, because the sons don't know what's going on in their father's matters, they cannot say categorically it was paid or it was not paid. So according to Beis Shammai, you leave the status quo, and the status quo is that kigovidomi. It's as if the children of the Malv have already collected it. And that's why they are able to get the money only with a shua sayorshin, even though they can't swear the shua of their father. However, Rav Shmuel according to Beis Hillel, that shtaro emid ligvais is lav kigovidomi. The status quo is what Bezdin doesn't do anything in the case is to leave it the way it was, which is according to Hillel, Beis Hillel, in the Loves children's domain. Because the fact that the Malves children have a shtar doesn't make it as if it's already collected. So if we do nothing, it means we leave it with the life, and the Malva's children cannot collect it. That's why Rabbi Shmuel said, Chazra Shvua L'Sinai, and they said that Ein Adam Mayrish Shvua Lebanav. Ikla Rav Nachman Sura, Rav Nachman de Sura, Ola Gabi Rav Chizda Rabbi Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Rabbi Huna went up to meet him. Amrulei, they said to him, Leisi Mar Nekro L'Had Rabbi Shmuel. Apparently there were Batidinim that were passing like Rabbi Shmuel, and they didn't like the halacha like Rabbi Shmuel. They said, help us to be oiker the halacha, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Omar, Rav Nachman said, Le... So Rav Nachman said on this, Omar Lehu said to them, Rav Nachman, Ich kapali ve'esai, kolhani parsi, lema'akru lohada Rabbi Shmuel, did I trouble myself to come all these miles, all these parsois, to be oiker that of Rabbi Shmuel, as the Rishonim explained, a halacha that came out befeirish from the mouth of Rabbi Shmuel, I'm going to go to such length to be oiker it, chas v'sholem. Ella, the only thing, I agree with you, that the halacha should be different than Rav Shmuel. Elohavu deloy loisav Allah. At least let's keep the halacha of Rav Shmuel that all the batidim are passing like Rav Shmuel in the case of Rav Shmuel. The hainu, where the loiva died first, and the malva wants to collect from the yisoimim, and he is unable to, he dies, And the children cannot make the shua that their father would have made, which is categorically he didn't receive payment. In such a case, we'll go like Rav Shmuel, that's the status quo, and Kalai Medligvoy says, Lavki Gavidovmi, it'll remain with the children of the Loiv, and the Malvish children will not be able to take it out. But any other similar case, we're not going to add on it. Kegoin Ma'adi Gemara says, what's a similar case that we won't add? Damra Papa Rapapa said, Hapoigim es Shtaroi, if someone says he received, as we learned in the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph, that if he says, I did receive already some payment for my Shtar, and he needs a Shvua when he claims that he didn't pay the whole thing, that he paid the whole thing, he has to swear. He has to swear that he was not paid the whole amount, that some of it is still owed to him, even though he received partial payment. He has to swear that he did not receive full payment, and then umeis, and then he died. So the din is Yarshin Ishboin, Shus Yarshin Vinaitlin, his children who are unable to swear their father Shua to say categorically that he did not receive payment, they can't swear that, but they are able to swear Shavuos HaYarshin, that as far as we know, it was never paid. V'naitlin they're able to take. So here's a case that's similar to that which Rav and Shmuel are speaking about, and yet here we paskin that they make the Shua and they do take. Says the Gemara further, who did Shavik Shachiv, somebody died, Shavik Arva, he left over an Orev. He left over an Arev, a guarantor of a loan. So now it's speaking about that Reuven lent money to Shimon through a guarantor, an Arev, with a shtar. And the Loive died in the lifetime of the Malva. So the Malva was already Chayav Shvua to the Yisoyim. And then the Malva died. And the Yisoyim of the Malva came to collect the debt from the Arev, from the guarantor. So Rapapa thought to say, Honami Deloy Laisav Alohu. We just got a psak from Nachman that we shouldn't add. This is a new wrinkle in the case. It's not Yisoyim from Yisoyim. It's Yisoyim from an Arev. So if it's Yisoyim from an Arev, there we won't include it in Rav and Shmuel. And if we won't include it in Rav and Shmuel, then the Yisoyim of the Malva will be able to collect from the Arev. What's going to happen after they collect the assignment of the Malva from the Arev? The Arev is going to go to the children of the Loiva and say, I just paid a loan of your father, pay me. So basically it comes out that it's the assignment of the Malva collecting from the assignment of the Loiva. So that's not a new case. That's included in what Rav and Shmuel said. And if it's included in Rav and Shmuel, the etzem halacha of Rav and Shmuel, of Yisoyimim from Yisoyimim, that they should not be able to collect, that would apply, even Yisoyimim from an Arev, because an Arev is going to go back to the Yisoyimim of the Loiva. That's not considered a new case, and therefore we remain that this is part of the halacha of Rav and Shmuel, and therefore the Yisoyimim of the Malva cannot collect from the Yisoyimim of the Loiva, and they also cannot collect from the Arif. Hahu the Shachiv. There was someone who died. Vishavik Acha. He left over a brother. Savi Rav Rucham Lemeimer. Honami de Leilaisav Allahu. This is also a new wrinkle that it's not Yisoyimim from Yisoyimim. It's a brother from Yisoyimim. Amalei Rav said, Rav, Mali Shloi Pagdani Abba. What's the difference if the Yisoyimim swear that our father never told us? Umali Shloi Pagdani Achi. What's the difference? The brother will say that my brother never told me that this was paid. It's again a Shavuos HaYarshin. So there is no chilek. This is not considered different. This is the case of Yisoyimim from Yisoyimim. It's from someone who cannot make the Shavuah like the Malve. The Malve knew, could say that I categorically swear I never got repaid. The sons cannot swear that. The brother cannot swear that. And on that, Rav Shmuel said, Chazer Shmuel Sinai, that the Yisoyimim of the Malva cannot collect from the Loiva. Or the brother of the Malva cannot collect from the Loiva. That's considered the same case. And the din is, he will not be able to collect from the Yisoyimim. Amar Rav Chama, Hashdod Loi Yitmei Yitzel Loi Rav Shmuel Loi Rav Lazar. Since we don't have a clear cloud halacha like Rabbi Shmuel, or like Rabbi Elazar that we learned on Amud Aleph, who argued on Rabbi Shmuel, and he said that through Shavuos HaYarshin, the Yarshin, the Yisayim of the Malva could collect from the Yisayim of the Loive, so high dying, this dying, the Ovid, Karavu Shmuel, Ovid, if he passed like Rabbi Shmuel, that the Yisayim of the Malva cannot collect, that's the halacha. The Ovid, Karavu Elazar, Ovid, if he did like Rabbi Elazar, he did like Rabbi Elazar. The Rush explains, Avada L'chatchila, as we learned before, if it's the classic case of Yisayim from Yisayim, then we pass him like Rabbi Shmuel. However, L'chatchila, but B'di'eved, if he did like Rabbi Elazar, that the Yisayim of the Malva could collect from the Yisayim of the Loive, if he did it, L'maisa, you don't take the money back. B'di'eved, the P'sak is a P'sak like Rabbi Elazar as well. Omra Papa, Hai Shtar Yasmi. If you have a shtar of Yisayim in this case, as Rashi explains, that the loiva died in the lifetime of the malva, so loy mikra karinle, we don't tear it up, we don't use it to collect from the sons of the loiva. Why? We don't collect with it, because maybe we hold like Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel said that ain adamayrish shvul abanav. You don't collect with it. But a mikra like karina lay, we don't tear it up as well. Da'adayin the David Rav Elazar Ovid. We just learned that if a dying paskin like Rav Elazar, it's a good psak, but he evid. So the Rush says, therefore, since it could come out that at a later date, the assignment will go to a judge who will paskin like Rav Elazar, and at that point will say that the assignment of the Malva could keep the money that they took from the assignment of the Loiva. So therefore, we don't tear it up, because one day maybe it'll come out an advantage for the assignment, and we want to help the assignment if possible, so we leave that option open to them, since if a dying paskin like Rav Elazar that the assignment of the Malva could collect, it's a good psak, so we leave that option as a viable option. Hahu dinah David Rav Elazar. There was a dinah paskin like Rav Elazar that the Yisayim of the Malva could collect from the Yisayim of the Loive in a case where the Loive died before the Malva. Havetzurman Rabbanan b'Masir. There was a Tzurman Rabbanan, a Talmud Chacham in his town of this Dayan. Omar Leh, he said to the Dayan, I sinu igritu mimarav. I'm going to bring a letter from Eretz Yisrael. The less hilchus like Rav Elazar, we don't paskin like Rav Elazar. Omar Leh, so the Dayan said, l'chitesi, if you bring it to me, I'll reconsider my psak. Osla kamer Rav Chama, he came in front of Rav Chama. This Talmud Chacham, Omar Leh, Rav Chama said, hi, Dana David Rav Elazar, Ovid, that bit of Yevit, if you did like Rav Elazar, it's a good psak. V'meila, he did not give him a letter that the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar. And then the Mishnah said that there are certain people who swear even if there is no taina against them. And the Mishnah listed a whole slew of cases of this nature. The Gemara asks, Atvu b'shuftani eskin? Are we speaking about fools? Somebody doesn't have a taina against you and you're going to go ahead and swear. What's the pshat? The pshat is like this: normally, in order to have to swear, the person who's toveya from you has to come with a definite taina. But there are certain cases, and we'll soon see the reason in the Gemara why, where even if they're coming to you for the taina shema, maybe, perhaps, you owe it to me, you have to swear even on a taina shema. And the Mishnah then went ahead and said, hashutvin, if there are shutvin who are dividing up, or recent or sharecroppers, and then we also learned a ben bias. In other words, that one, as Rashi says here, which is really going into Mishnah, Mem Hei Amid Aleph, Rashi says, ben bias, echod min ha'achin shenis asik min ha'chasim mishimei saviyim. One brother took over the responsibility of running the estate of the father. He's doing all the work. So, and he might rationalize, as we'll soon see. So therefore, if somebody comes to him and says, perhaps you inadvertently stole something, he has to swear that I didn't take anything. Now, what kind of ben bias are we speaking about here? Says the Gemara, Tana ben bias, Shramba, loisha niknas, v'yaitz ragav. Not that he just went on a visual inspection, in and out with his feet, but rather, he brought in workers, took out workers, he brought in fruit, took out fruits. In other words, he's very busy doing the work that it takes to run this venture over here. Why, in fact, this ben bias or the other cases listen to Mishnah, why do they have to swear even on a tiny shema? Since they're doing work, and they're not getting reimbursed for it, so then they say, listen, why can't I take a little bit? I'm doing all the work for nothing. And Tosfos Taka says, and that's the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, says Tosfos Divrei Maaseh the Mora Be'Atayra, Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, the Bemilvu L'Machzis Schar. That where, in fact, a person goes into a venture where he's doing the work, but he's getting paid for doing his work, then we do not make him swear that you didn't steal anything, because it's only in a case where he's Moira Heter, where he's not getting paid for his hard work. But where he's getting his payment for his hard work, there we cannot make him make a shua, because he's not he doesn't rationalize. He's not Moira Heter. Om Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhin, Om Rabbi Nachman, v'hu sheyesh taina b'nar shtei kesef, that the only time you can make him swear is only if there is a taina against him where the other brothers, let's say to the Ben Bayis, perhaps didn't you, is it possible, Shema, that you took from us shtei kesef? It's only then that he would have to swear that he didn't take anything. But less than shtei kesef, not. Because that's the halacha by Moida B'Mixas, which is a Shua D'Raisa, that there has to be a taina of at least a minimum of Shtei Kesev, less than Shtei Kesev of a taina, there is no Shua of Moida B'Mixas. So this, which is comparable to the Shua D'Raisa of Moida B'Mixas, would also have to be a taina Shema, perhaps, that you are rationalizing and you stole, but at least I'm accusing you of stealing of at least a shtei kesef. So Kaman says the Mark is Shmuel. This is like Shmuel, who says that in Moida B'Mixas, the taina has to be two kesef. When he's Moida in, let's say, a partial of the two kesef. He's Moida in a pruta of the two kesef that he owes it. That would make him chayav Moida B'Mixas. Who had been over here? Because you're telling me the whole taina has to be shtei kesef. But that's not true. V'atani Rabchi learned, let's see you the Rav. We have a riot that Rav is correct against Shmuel in that machloikis and holds that the kfira has to be two kesef, that he has to ask him two kesef and a pruta. He could be moid in a pruta, and he's denying the shtei kesef. But not that the tiny shtei kesef and he's omitting part of the two kesef. He has to admit in something more than the shtei kesef. The kfir is two kesef. The Gemara says, you're right. Ema, what I meant to say is, kfir is tainas karav. It has to be a kfira of two kesef, and he has to be moida in an amount. The taina was actually more than two kesef, so that from the more than two kesef, there could be a kfira of at least a shtei kesef like Rav, and if he is one of these people, or Moira Heter, then he would have to make a shua. The Mishnah said, Cholka Shutva Arisen, if the Shutvin, the partners or the sharecroppers divide, they have to make a shvua that they didn't take anything. And the Mishnah says that if they didn't make the shvua right away, the other party cannot come later and say, make the shvua. The Mishnah said that the only time the other party could make them swear on this shvua that they didn't take anything, they weren't Myra Heter to take anything, that's only if they were swearing a different shvua anyway. Let's say they were swearing Moida B'Mixas. Since they were swearing on Moida B'Mixas in a different case, we're already Megalgal on them this shvua over here. Now the Gemara wants to know, could you make Gilgul shvua by a Drabboni? Boy, Lumal Galgal B'Drabboni. Could you make a Gilgul shvua if the shvua that you want to roll on top of this shvua is not a shvua derisa of Moida B'Mixas, but let's say it's a shvua derabbanan. Could you do it or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, come in here. Love a man who erev shvius, if he took a loan erev shvius. L'matzoi shvius nasloi shutvayoris, and after shvius he became a partner or a sharecropper. So then a megalgalin. And you want him to make a shvua on the loan, and that will be based on the shvua of shutav yoris, then ein megalgalin. So taima, the love menu erev shvius. So Rashi points out here, this is the Rashi we've quoted a few times, four lines from the bottom. Shenish nezubi mea tanoim adayin lo tiknu shvuas heses. Ki mimei Rav Nachman tiknua. Rav Nachman was after the Mishnah. That's when they made shvuas heses. So even though he's asking him for the loan, which was made Ereshrius, and the Loiva denies the loan. So there is no Shuas Heses. But after Shemitah, they became a Shut Devar Naretz. Now you have the Shua Derabbanan that I was Moira Heter, and we have to make you swear that you didn't take anything. So it says, since there was Shemitah in the middle, we cannot be Megalgal any Shua concerning the Kaifer HaKoil of the loan before Shemitah. So the Gemara is going to make a deduction. Time of the Lava Men are Ereshrius. This Yeshrius of Kate, since there's Shrius in the middle, Shemitah, and Shemitah, if you didn't write a principle, it cancels that loan. So it cancels the loan, and Mimela cancels any Shua connected to the loan. That's why you can't be Megalgal it on top of the Shua of the Oris or the Shutev. Hoshar Shnei Shua, but let's say it was not a case where the loan was canceled by Shemitah, then Megalgal it. And what are you being Megalgal on? The Shua concerning Arisen. That's a Shua Derabbanan. So Lachar, you see that you could be Megalgal on a Shua Derabbanan. So the Gemara says, no, you made the wrong deduction. Loi Teim Hoshar Shnei Shua Megalgalin. Don't make a deduction that the other years of Shemitah you could be Megalgal. Really, you cannot be Megalgal, because you're going to be Megalgal on a Shua Derabbanan, which you can't do. So what is the deduction from the Mishnah, the correct deduction? Let's turn the tables around. Not that you had the loan before Shemitah, then the cancellation of the loan during Shemitah, then the Oris and the Shutav after Shemitah, but rather, Nasel a Shutav Oris Ereshrius. He was a Shutav Oris before Shrius, on Ereshrius. And Shemitah does not cancel any obligations of an Oris or a Shutav. Ulamoitsoi Shrius, Lova Heimenu, and at the end of Shrius, he loaned from him, and he was Moitab B'miktsas. So Megalgalin, so then based on the Shvua of Maida B'miktsas, you can be Megalgal the Shvua of the Oris, even if, let's say, he didn't ask him right away to make the Shvua of the Oris, you could be Megalgal on the Shvua de Raisa. But it's no Raya that you can be Megalgal on the Shvua de Rabban. Frey de Gemara, that's what you want to tell me is the deduction we should make from the Mishnah? Ha, that halacha, behedjik tani lo, that the Mishnah itself said. Quote, nasa lo shut tavaris erishrius, lo mitzvah shrius love amen, and megalgalin. So therefore, you cannot say that that's the deduction of the Resha, because it says it befeirish in the Sefer. It must be a different deduction in the Resha. Not that we say that we change from Lova to Oris, and we flip it to Oris Erev Shvius and Lova Mitzoy Shvius. That's not the deduction. The deduction must be that the only time we say you're not Megalgal Erev Shvius, the Kaifer HaKoil loan, onto the Shvu that you're making for Shutav or Oris Mitzoy Shvius. That's only if it's in that order. But if it's not during a Shemitah in the middle that cancels the loan, but rather it's without Shemitah, so then Einechanami will be Megalgal. Shemami no, Megalgal with a Rabban. Shemami no, Einechanami. We will have to say that the deduction is a good deduction from our Mishnah, and we are Megalgal on a Shvua de Rabbanan. And therefore, if you want to be Megalgal on a Shvuas Heses, which is a Shvua Derabbanan, you could be Megalgal on it, the Shvua of Oris, even if you didn't make the Shvua of Oris right away, and then normally you won't be able to make the Shvua of Oris. If you're making a Shvua, even Derabbanan, you could be Megalgal on it, the Shvua of the Oris. Amar Rav Huna, as we turn to Mem Tesamet Aleph, L'chol Megalgalin Chutz, every Shvua Derabbanan, now that we've established that you could be Megalgal on top of a Shvua Derabbanan, not only a Shvua Deraisa, we say, a rule, you can be Megalgal on top of every Shvua Derabbanan except one Shvua Derabbanan, that is the Shvua of Sachar. Because by Sachar we say that the Baal Bais is busy with his workers. And therefore we trust the worker that he didn't get paid. So really we learned before that he shouldn't have to swear at all. And the reason that we swear is only to make the Baal Bais feel good that the worker is not taking his money without a shvuah, so since the only reason is l'hafis daiter shel bal bayis, on such a weak shvuah d'rabbanan, where there's no real chiyuv, because we really trust the poel more than the bal bayis, on that we're not megalgal. Rav Chisda Amar, he says the same halacha, but in different words. L'chol ein makilin. For any other case, we're not makel not to be megalgal. We are megalgal. Chutz misachar makilin. But by sachar, we're makel and we're not megalgal. So the question Gemara now asks is, why do they use a different lashon? My benayu. If they're saying the same thing, why did they use different terminology? Gemara answers, ikar benayu, liftoach lo, das bezdin taina for him. In other words, let's say he didn't think of being megalgal. Should bezdin be megalgal? So if you use the word megalgalin, so that's a positive thing where bezdin aggressively will help the toiveya and they will say, let's be megalgal. However, if you use the lashon ein mekilin, it means if the toiveya on his own initiative said, hey, why don't we make a Gilgal Shvuah, Bezdin will agree with him. And they'll say, okay, we won't be Mekel, we'll make it, we'll make the Gilgal Shvuah. But if on his own volition he didn't think of it, so then we'll be then we won't take the initiative to help him, and we won't make a Gilgal Shvuah. We're not going to be aggressive. The Lashon of Mekilin or a Mekilin means that at most we will not be Mekel if he made the initiative. But we won't open the door to suggest the Gilgal if you use the lashon of Lakoil Ein Makilin. And the final din of the Mishnah is, Vashvius Mishametes, that Shvius is Mishamet loans, and it's also Mishamet any Shvua connected to the loans. Minani Mili, how do we know this? Amar Rav Gidlo Marav, Amar Kra, Vized Dvara Shmita. So the Pashim Shad is, this is the matter of Shmita. But we learn out, Vafilu Dibber Mishametes, that Dvar could also refer to Dibber, speech, which refers to Shvua, that not only is the loan itself canceled, but any Shvua attached to the loan is also canceled. For all those who have finished this perek, Hadron Allah Kol Anish Boyin, Hadron Allah Kol Anish Boyin, Hadron Allah Kol Anish Boyin.